Hey everyone, today we're going to break down one of the absolute cornerstones of Pilates, the Half Swan series. Seriously, this is one of the most powerful things you can do for your back, especially with how we all live today. It's a game changer. So yeah, let's just get right into it. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me ask you something. I mean, right now, as you're watching this, how's your posture? Are you kind of slumped over your desk or your phone, feeling that, you know, that classic ache in your back and tightness in your shoulders? Yeah? Well, you are in exactly the right place because we're about to talk about the perfect antidote. All right, so here's how we're going to tackle this. First, we'll talk about why we even need this move, this whole flexion-heavy world we live in. Then, we'll introduce the half swan as the solution. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of the setup, which is so, so important, then walk through the three different levels. After that, we'll cover how to practice smart and safe, and we'll wrap it all up with the one big idea you need to remember.
So let's start with the problem. I mean, why is this so important? Well, think about your day. We're pretty much always in a state of, well, forward flexion. We sit at desks, we type on keyboards, we're hunched over our phones, we're driving. It's just forward, forward, forward. And all that forward rounding day in and day out, it totally weakens our back muscles and gives us that posture we're all trying to avoid.
So what's the fix? How do we fight back against this constant gravity plus lifestyle pull forward? Well, you guessed it, this is where the Half Swan series comes into play. It is the perfect counter movement. It's literally designed to bring your body back into balance, build up that crucial back strength, and basically realign your posture from the ground up.
Okay, so in the Pilates world, the fancy term for this is a prone thoracic extension series. But let's unpack that, because it's actually pretty simple. Prone just means you're laying on your stomach. And thoracic extension, that just means you're lengthening and lifting through your mid-back, your thoracic spine. The whole point is to teach your body how to open up, to extend, which is the perfect balance to all the crunching and ab work we do that folds us forward.
And this, right here, this is the whole story. It's the before and after. We're going from the problem, that slumped spine, those weak, tired back muscles, to the solution. And the solution is a long, supported spine powered by a strong and awake posterior chain. That's just a term for all the muscles down the back of your body. It is a straight-up upgrade for your entire posture.
All right, now before we even think about moving or lifting an inch, we have to nail the setup. This is everything. I'm telling you, your foundation is non-negotiable. If you want this to be effective and, more importantly, safe, you have to get this part right. Honestly, this is where all the magic happens.
So let's look at these points. You're not just flopping onto the mat here. Every single piece is about creating a super stable platform. So when you gently press your pubic bone into the mat, you're locking your pelvis in place. That little lift of the low belly, that's what protects your lower back. And widening the collarbones, keeping the neck long, that's all getting your upper body ready to move safely. It's active from the get-go.
Okay, foundation is set. Now we're ready for the fun part, the movement. The half swan isn't just one move, it's a series with three progressive tiers. We're going to start at the beginning and build our way up step by step.
So, tier one. You might know this as swan prep or sphinx pose. You're starting on your forearms. Now, the key here is on the inhale, you don't just push up. I want you to imagine your breastbone, your sternum, is sliding forward through a tunnel before it even thinks about going up, all while that pubic bone stays heavy on the mat. Then, as you exhale, you get even longer as you slowly melt back down.
You know, there's this cue that I just love for this movement. It's perfect. Shine your heart forward like a gentle sunrise. Isn't that great? It completely changes the feeling. You're not trying to jam your vertebrae together to get high. No, you're thinking about this gentle, forward and up opening. It's all about finding length, not forcing an arch.
So what's actually firing to make this happen? Well, think of it like two teams working together. You've got your mobilizers, those are the muscles in your back that are actually doing the lifting, and then you have your stabilizers, which are your deep core muscles. They're the anchors that keep your pelvis and low back safe and steady. It's that teamwork that makes it all click.
Okay, on to tier two, the classic half swan. The setup changes a little. Now your hands are back by your lower ribs. But the idea, the principle is exactly the same. You inhale, you slide that chest forward first, and then you press to lift. A really good way to know how high to go, just lift until you feel your bottom ribs are about to peel off the mat. That's your spot. Pelvis stays heavy, of course, and then you exhale and lengthen, lengthen, lengthen all the way down.
And if we check back in with our muscle map for this level, you can see how things are leveling up. The movers now get some help from your triceps, because you're pressing with your hands, and your lats are working a bit harder. But what's the constant? Look at those stabilizers. It's still that deep core complex doing the heavy lifting. Or, well, the heavy anchoring, I should say. It's the hero of the movement.
All right, so once you've truly mastered Tier 2, and I mean mastered it, no pinching in the low back, shoulders are staying down, everything feels smooth, then and only then are you ready for Tier 3. And here, you get to pick your poison, so to speak. There are two really cool variations to challenge yourself with.
So, option A is the arm arc. This one is tough. You come up to your half swan position, and then you float your hands off the floor. Now, holding that extension, you have to sweep your arms from this W shape by your shoulders all the way up to a Y overhead. The challenge is immense. You have to keep your chest lifted and your ribs pulled in the whole time. It really tests your upper back and shoulder stability.
And then there's variation B. This one is less about holding and more about a seamless, controlled flow. You start in that Tier 1 Sphinx pose. Then you use your back muscles to hover your forearms just an inch off the mat. From there, you place your hands down, press up into your Tier 2 position, and then you have to reverse that whole thing just as slowly. It's a serious test of muscular control.
Now look, building all this strength is amazing. It's fantastic. But it means absolutely nothing if we injure ourselves along the way. So this next part, about practicing smart and safe, this is maybe the most important section of all. It's all about knowing your body and respecting its limits.
And the very first thing you have to do is ask yourself this simple question. A smart mover knows that not every single exercise is right for every single body, at least not without some tweaks. And remember, modifying an exercise isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of intelligence. It's a sign that you're listening.
So this is basically your safety checklist. If you're dealing with any of these specific spinal issues like spondylolisthesis or shoulder impingement, or you're in your second or third trimester of pregnancy, you need to be extra cautious, and this move might just not be for you right now. The golden rule is always, always listen to your body. And if you're ever in doubt, just check with your doctor or physical therapist. It's that simple.
Okay, let's do some quick troubleshooting on the most common mistakes people make. Feeling a little pinch in your low back? 9 times out of the 10, it means you went too high or you forgot to find that length forward first. Back off a bit. Shoulders trying to become earrings? Just think about sliding those shoulder blades down into your back pockets. And if your neck is craning back, just bring your gaze down to the mat in front of you. Little fixes like these, they change everything.
Wow, okay, we have covered a ton of ground here. We went from the basic setup all the way to some pretty advanced stuff. But if there's only one single thing, one principle that you take away from all of this, please let it be this next one.
This is it, the whole ball game. Extension is earned by length. Say it with me, extension is earned by length. What that means is you must create space first. You have to lengthen your spine, slide that chest forward before you ever ask it to lift up into an arch. Getting high is not the goal. Getting long is the goal, and height is just a happy byproduct of that length. If you can burn that into your brain, you'll stay safe, you'll avoid that jamming feeling, and you will build real, usable strength.
And, you know, that really brings us full circle. Because this idea, this principle of earning extension through length, it doesn't just exist on a Pilates mat. It applies to your whole life. So I'll just leave you with this one question to think about. After you've been sitting for a while, after a long drive, after you've been scrolling on your phone, what's one way you can bring more length into your day?